当它击中你的那一刻
When it hits you,
你的生命就已经结束了。
Your life is already over.
这就是电离辐射最可怕的地方。
This is the most terrifying thing about ionizing radiation.
它不会瞬间摧毁你。
It won't instantly destroy you.
而是让你清醒地看着自己的身体。
Instead, it encourages you to be aware of your body.
一寸寸腐烂。
One by one rotting.
而日本东海村的大内久就是这个世界上唯一一个把这种死法完完整整走了一遍的人。
I'm the only person in the world who has completely and flawlessly carried out this method of death is the Japanese village of Donghai.
在讲他的故事之前
Before telling its story,
我们必须先搞清楚这个能把人活活溶解的电离辐射到底是什么。
We must first figure out what this ionizing radiation is that can actually dissolve people alive.
辐射的本质其实就是一场能量的释放。
The essence of radiation is actually the release of energy.
从辐射源出发
Starting from the source of radiation,
以电磁波或粒子流的形式向周围空间持续扩散
Continuously spread in the surrounding space in the form of electromagnetic waves or particle streams.
所有原子核都有趋于稳定的倾向。
All atomic nuclei have a tendency to be stable.
当原子核内部的质子与中子比例失衡或处于高能激发态时
When the ratio of protons to neutrons inside the atomic nucleus is out of balance or in a high excited state,
会自发地释放出多余的能量或粒子
will spontaneously release excess energy or particles.
直至达到稳定状态
Until it reaches a stable state.
这个释放能量的过程就是辐射而决定辐射无害还是致命的
The process of releasing energy is radiation and whether it is harmless or deadly depends on it.
只有一条清晰的红线
Only a clear red line.
那就是能不能打碎原子与分子的化学键
That is, whether it can break the chemical bonds of atoms and molecules.
能量不足的统称为非电离辐射。
Non-ionizing radiation is a general term for radiation with low energy.
我们日常接触的手机、微波炉、
The mobile phones, microwave ovens,
红外线、可见光以及绝大多数紫外线都属于这一类。
Infrared, visible light, and most ultraviolet light belong to this category.
它们只能带动物质分子振动，产生热效应。
They can only generate heat by causing molecular vibrations in animals.
根本触碰不到化学键。
Can't touch the chemical bond at all.
不会对人体造成不可逆的损伤。能量。
Energy that cannot cause irreversible damage to the human body.
足以撕碎化学键的叫电离辐射。
Radiation that can break chemical bonds is called ionization radiation.
这么精彩的画面。
Such a wonderful scene.
真想驱车去现场看看。我那台2021款宝马5系放瓜子。
I really want to go to the car show and see my 2021 BMW 5 Series.
卖了24万瓜子。
Sold 24,000 pieces of melon seeds.
比车商给的价高了 10%.
Higher than the price offered by the car dealer, I 10%.
为啥卖
Why are you selling?
这么高。
So high.
因为我瓜子卖给了个人。
Because I sold the melon seeds to an individual.
没有中间商低价收加价。
No middleman, low price, and high profit.
买家也省了不少钱。
This also saved the buyer a lot of money.
你们如果要卖车我。
If you want to sell your car.
推荐瓜子卖给个人价更高。
I recommend selling melon seeds to individuals at a higher price.
赶紧下载瓜子 APP, 预约估价吧。
Quickly download the Guarizai app and book a free estimate.
是唯一能对人体造成严重伤害的辐射类型。
This is the only type of radiation that can cause serious harm to the human body.
我们谈之色变的核辐射，正是电离辐射的一种。它无色、无味、无声。
We talk about the nuclear radiation of the color, which is a type of ionizing radiation. It is colorless, odorless, and silent.
人类感官完全无法察觉。
Humans cannot perceive it at all.
却能在悄无声息中破坏生命最基础的分子结构。
However, it can silently destroy the most basic molecular structure of life.
辐射这个东西是怎么被发现的呢？
How was radiation discovered?
时间回到1896年，法
The time went back to 1896.
法国物理学家贝克勒尔在研究荧光物质时，把
When the French physicist Becquerel was studying fluorescent substances,
把一块油矿石和几张用黑纸包好的照相底片一起放进了抽屉。
Put a piece of oil shale and a few photo negatives wrapped in black paper into the drawer.
几天后
，A few days later,
他发现底片竟然被曝光了。
He found that the film had been exposed.
上面留下了油矿石清晰的影子。
The oil shale was clearly visible.
这说明油矿石在没有任何外界能量激发的情况下。
This indicates that the oil shale can generate energy without any external stimulation.
自发地释放出了一种能穿透黑纸的神秘射线。
The spontaneous release of a mysterious ray that could penetrate black paper.
贝克勒尔把这种现象命名为放射性。
Becquerel named this phenomenon radioactivity.
随后
，Subsequently，
居里夫妇投入了放射性的研究。
Marie and Pierre Curie dedicated themselves to the study of radioactivity.
他们对着成吨的沥青油矿渣反复熬煮。
They repeatedly boiled it with tons of asphalt oil slag.
沉淀、分离。
Sedimentation and separation.
整整耗费四年。
It took a whole 4 years.
终于从中发现了放射性更强的新元素。
Finally, I discovered a zinc element with stronger radioactivity.
镭这种物质。
Radium.
无论白天黑夜，都在不知疲倦地散发着幽蓝色的光芒。
It emits a tireless, ethereal blue light, day or night.
但当时的人类只看见了镭带来的微光。
But at that time, humans only saw the faint glow brought by radium.
对它背后的致命危险一无所知。
He was unaware of the deadly danger behind him.
镭被吹嘘成万能灵药。
Thunder is touted as a miracle medicine.
被添加进牙膏。
Added to toothpaste.
化妆品。
Cosmetics.
甚至饮用水中售卖。
Even bottled water for sale in drinking water.
宣称能美白牙齿，延年益寿。
Claiming to whiten teeth and prolong life.
镭被做成夜光手表。
The lightning was made into a night watch.
年轻的女工们用舌头舔尖画笔。
Young female workers licked the tips of the pens to clean them.
小心翼翼地把镭涂料涂在表盘上。
Carefully apply the gauge paint to the dial.
他们觉得嘴唇上那淡淡的荧光性感又迷人。
They thought the faint fluorescence on their lips was both sexy and alluring.
没有人告诉他们。
No one told them.
每一次舔舐鼻尖。
Every time I lick my nose.
他们都在吞咽致命的阿尔法粒子。
They were all swallowing the deadly alpha particles.
直到这些人陆续患上骨癌。
Until these people were successively diagnosed with bone cancer.
白血病。
Leukemia.
在极度痛苦中死去。
To die in extreme pain.
去，人类才第一次意识到。
Humans have just realized that.
这个能带来光明的元素。
This element that brings light.
也能带来死亡。
Can also bring death.
而居里夫人因长期暴露在高剂量辐射下。
And Mrs. Curie, due to prolonged exposure to high doses of radiation,
于1934年死于再生障碍性贫血。
Died of a plastic anemia in 1934.
直到死后很多年。
Until many years after death.
她的笔记本依然带着强烈的放射性，被封存在铅盒里。
Her notebook still retains a strong radioactivity and is sealed in a vault in Kindly.
那么辐射到底是怎么杀伤人体的呢？
So, how does radiation damage the human body?
注意。
Please note.
这不是普通的皮肉损伤。
This is not a simple skin injury.
而是一场精确到分子层面的毁灭，目标
It is a destruction target that is precise to the molecular level.
直指人体内最核心的生命指挥中心 DNA 电离辐射的高能粒子，能以接近光速冲进人体，精准地撕裂 DNA 双链结构。
Directly targeting the core of life, the DNA with high energy particles that approach the speed of light precisely tear apart the DNA double helix.
当双链断裂的数量超出细胞的修复能力
When the number of broken double strands exceeds the cell's repair capacity
或者修复产生致命错误时
Or when a fatal error occurs
细胞只能走向两种结局
Cells can only end in two ways
第一种，急性细胞坏死，细胞增殖周期越短
The first type of acute cell necrosis has a shorter cell proliferation cycle.
对电离辐射的敏感性越高
The higher the sensitivity to ionizing radiation.
肠道内壁黏膜细胞一天就会完成一轮更新
The mucosal cells lining the intestines renew themselves every day.
是最先发生坏死的细胞群
The first occurrence of cell death.
这就是为什么急性辐射病的典型症状是呕吐。
This is why the typical symptoms of acute radiation sickness are vomiting,
腹泻、出血、
diarrhea and bleeding.
第二种
Second,
细胞恶性转化，部分 DNA 损伤被错误修复后
When part of the cell's DNA is damaged,
细胞突然获得了永生的能力，开始无限分裂。
Cells suddenly exposed to radiation have the ability to begin unlimited division.
这就是癌症的开端。
This is the beginning of cancer.
需要明确的是，单个细胞的突变
It should be noted that single cell mutations
并不等于癌症
Not equal to cancer.
癌变需要多个驱动
Cancer requires multiple drivers.
基因突变不断累积
Gene mutations accumulate continuously
这一过程通常需要数年甚至数十年
This process usually takes several years or even decades
但是在大剂量辐射下
Directly under high doses of radiation
全身的组织会在几周内同时启动癌变程序
The entire body will initiate the carcinogenic process within a few weeks.
辐射的剂量单位是西弗，一毫西弗。
But the dosage unit is one milliliter of absorption.
相当于做一次胸部 CT 的剂量。
Equivalent to a single chest CT scan dose.
人体可以轻松代谢。
The human body can easily metabolize.
一吸附就会出现明显的急性辐射病症状。
Once absorbed, it will cause obvious acute radiation symptoms.
如恶心
such as nausea,
呕吐
nausea,
疲劳
fatigue.
四吸附在没有医疗干预的情况下
without medical intervention,
半数人员会死亡
half of the people will die.
十
can
吸附几乎必死无疑。
Imprisonment is almost a death sentence.
而大内久受到的辐射剂量达到了惊人的二十吸附。
The amount of radiation received by the Great Inner Palace was a staggering 20.
1999年9月30日
September 30, 1999,
日本茨城县东海村的 JCO 和燃料加工厂
JCO and Fuel Processing Plant in Higashihara Village, Kishio County, Japan.
35岁的大内久和两名同事正在进行油转化作业。
35-year-old Darmi Jiu and two colleagues were performing a conversion operation.
为了加快进度
To speed up progress,
他们违反了安全规程
They violated the safety regulations.
直接把粉末状的有氧化物倒进了不锈钢沉淀槽里
Simply poured the powdered oxide directly into the stainless steel settling tank.
当他们倒入第七桶时
When they poured the seventh bucket,
时意外发生了沉淀槽里的铀235瞬间超过了临界质量
Unexpectedly, the U-shaped groove's internal components exceeded the critical mass in a matter of seconds
引发了链式反应
Triggered a chain reaction
一道耀眼的蓝色闪光划破了车间
A brilliant blue flash cut through the workshop.
紧接着是巨大的轰鸣声。
Then came the deafening roar.
整个厂房的盖格计数器同时发出了刺耳的尖叫。
The entire factory's Geiger counter emitted a piercing shriek.
大内久
Guilt.
站在了离沉淀槽
Standing at the edge of the sedimentation tank.
最近的位置只有65厘米。
The current position is 65 centimeters.
它在不到一秒的时间里
In less than a second,
吸收了20西弗的致命
Absorbed 20 fatal doses.
辐射事故发生后
After the radiation accident,
大内久被紧急送往日本国立放射科学研究所
The patient, suffering from severe guilt, was urgently sent to the National Institute of Radiological Sciences in Japan.
当时他意识清醒。
At that time, he was conscious.
甚至可以开口说话，只是手臂。
Even if you can speak, it's like saying arm.
有些红肿。
Some redness.
像是轻微烫伤。
Like a mild burn.
在场的所有人
Everyone present,
包括他自己都抱有一丝侥幸
including the fact that he himself also harbored a glimmer of hope.
也许情况没那么糟
Maybe things aren't so bad.
但接诊的医生们看着他的血液检测报告
However, when the doctors examined his blood test report,
内心一片冰凉
I feel a chill in my heart.
他们清楚地知道
They clearly knew
眼前这个活生生的人已经是一个被写好了结局的活死人
The living person in front of me is already a living dead person with a finished ending
一场长达83天
This is a long journey of 83 days
史无前例的生命倒计时由此拉开序幕
The unprecedented countdown to life has begun
第一天
Day one,
大内久的右手开始红肿起泡
The right hand, which was severely infected, began to turn red and develop blisters.
就像被开水严重烫伤一样
Like being severely scalded by boiling water.
这是皮肤细胞被辐射杀死的迹象
These are the signs of dead skin cells.
第三天
Third day,
他开始剧烈呕吐腹泻
He began to vomit and have diarrhea.
他的身体正在从内部开始崩溃。
His body is starting to break down from the inside out.
第七天。
Seventh day.
他的头发开始大。
His hair started.
大把大把的脱落。
A lot of them are falling off.
第十天。
On the tenth day.
最恐怖的事情发生了。
The most terrifying thing happened.
护士给他换纱布时
When the nurse changed his bandage,
一丝就能带下一大片皮肤，体液
A single tear can carry away a large amount of skin and by fluids.
不断地从伤口渗出。
Constantly oozing from the wound.
每天需要输十几升的液体。
Every day, I need to drink about 10-15 liters of liquid.
才能维持生命。
Only can maintain life.
第二十天。
K20.
他的白细胞数量降到了几乎为零。
His white blood cell count has dropped to zero.
这意味着他的免疫系统已经完全崩溃。
This means that his immune system has completely collapsed.
任何一点细菌感染都能要了他。
Any bacterial infection can be cured.
他的命，医生不得不把他转移到无菌病房。
His life was in danger, so the doctor had to transfer him to a sterile room.
给他移植了骨髓。
He received a bone marrow transplant.
第三十天，骨髓移植暂时成功了。
The 30th day of bone marrow transplant was temporarily successful.
但就在所有人都以为奇迹会发生时
，But just when everyone thought a miracle would happen,
新生的细胞同样未能逃脱残留。
The newly formed cells were also unable to escape the remaining residue.
辐射的追杀。
Radiation killing.
最后的希望破灭了。
The last hope is gone.
第五十天。
Day 50.
他的肺部开始积水。
His lungs started to fill with fluid.
每一次呼吸都像在溺水中挣扎，冰冷的呼吸机接管了他的身体。
Every breath felt like struggling in the water. The coldest ventilator took over his body.
他的意识开始模糊。
His consciousness began to blur.
经常陷入昏迷，五十九天。
Frequently fell into a coma for 59 days.
他的心脏第一次停止跳动。
His heart stopped beating for the first time.
医生们把他救了回来。
The doctor saved him.
第六十八天。
Day 68.
心脏第二次停跳。
Heart second stop.
又一次被救。
Rescued again.
喂，第八十一天。
81st day.
所有医生开了一个漫长的会议。
All the doctors held a long meeting.
讨论一个残酷的问题。
Discuss a cruel question.
我们到底是在治疗？
What are we really treating?
他还是在用现代医学残忍地延长他的痛苦。
He is still using modern medicine to cruelly prolong his suffering.
第八十三天。
83rd day.
他的心脏第三次停止了跳动。
His heart stopped for the third time.
这一次，没有人再按下除颤器。
This time, no one pressed the stop button.
1999年12月21日
December 21, 1999
在经历了83天无法想象的痛苦后
After enduring 83 unimaginable days of pain
大内久的心脏停止了跳动
A heart heavy with guilt stopped beating
他的遗体重量不到入院时的一半
His body weight was less than half of his weight when he was admitted
体内
Inside,
几乎没有成型的器官大内久的故事是人类与电离辐射之间最惨烈的一次交锋
The most tragic story of human-induced organ damage due to ionizing radiation is almost non-existent
在这场交锋中
In this confrontation
大内久失去了生命
The great guilt lost its life
医生们承受了八十三天的心理折磨。
The doctors endured 83 days of psychological torment.
而人类作为一个整体
，and as a whole, humans，
终于被迫直面一个冰冷的事实。
Finally forced to face a cold fact，
我们释放出了一种连我们自己都无法控制的力量。
We have unleashed a power that even we cannot control.
如果要卖车，我推荐。
If you want to sell or recommend a car,
瓜子卖给个人价更高。
Peanuts are sold to individuals at a higher price.